For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. We've heard a lot about the physical toll that the coronavirus pandemic is taking on our patients and on healthcare professionals. You may have heard about a recent suicide of a physician in New York State who was on the front line of the pandemic. My guest today is going to talk about the enormous psychological toll that the pandemic is taking on healthcare workers and other frontline personnel. I recently spoke with my friend and colleague, Dr. Terry Jevidan, Medical Director of Outpatient Psychiatry at the University of Kentucky, about the enormous psychological stresses that are being placed on healthcare workers and other frontline professionals during the coronavirus pandemic. Terry, thank you very much for chatting with me today. You know, we hear so much about the novel coronavirus pandemic these days, and one of the issues that keeps coming up again and again are first responders, and by that I think we're now talking about healthcare workers, people that work in grocery stores, other jobs, professions where you have to be physically present. But oftentimes we focus on the physical safety of healthcare workers and those on the front line. But I wanted to visit with you a little bit about the emotional, psychological impacts of the coronavirus epidemic on our healthcare professionals. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, healthcare professionals, I think, have weathered this storm in an amazing manner. But you know, healthcare professionals go into their line of work because they want to help people. And you always have in the back of your mind that there may be this big need, this crisis, this trauma. But you really don't expect that that's going to happen. Not today, not tomorrow, but my goodness, here we are in the middle of it. And so it's something that you've trained for, something that you've thought about, but for most of us, not something that you've lived. And whether you're a doctor, a nurse, a housekeeping person, a paramedic, it really doesn't matter. You're in the middle of an incredibly anxiety-provoking time, and when you're overwhelmed, you don't know whether the next person coming in is a critically ill person who could die, or what you've handled every day, a broken leg, a cold. You don't know. So that anxiety level is just escalated, and that takes a toll on a person, especially over time.
Well, and one of the major stressors that these frontline healthcare workers and others are facing is not only concern for their own personal safety, but then what about those they may go home to if they're somehow bringing something from work home? That must be a major stress as well.
Well, absolutely, and not being able to go home to those folks. For many of our frontline workers, folks have been working long shifts, double shifts, and because of the potential spread of the virus, they're not going home. They can't be with the very people that are the source of their happiness and their support. You know, human beings are made to be together. We're pack animals. We like being together. Frontline workers, many frontline workers, particularly those in the hardest hit areas, have not even been able to hug their kids, maybe even see them. It's been very, very difficult for them, and the worry that, gosh, I can't be with them. I don't want to spread anything to them. On the other hand, are they safe without me there? Because I want to protect them.
I know much in the news lately has concerned the tragic case of the physician in New York who completed suicide, and that has brought into sharp focus many of these major stressors on frontline workers to the point where I know there's a physician hotline and other hotlines for folks who are feeling completely stressed out. Are there any resources locally where if a nurse, physician, other healthcare worker is feeling overwhelmed, where they can turn to?
Well, the National Suicide Hotline certainly is one, but locally, at least at UK, there have been several opportunities for folks who are on the front line and who, by the way, Greg, as you know, frontline healthcare workers oftentimes don't ask for help. You know, we're supposed to be the helpers. It's very hard to ask or to admit that you know, I need help. And when you're overwhelmed, you're not being able to sleep, not being able to maybe get regular meals, be off of your usual schedule, all of those things contribute to significant amount of stress burden. UK has actually a whole library, if you will, of potential resources from group support to a phone line to just call when you're overwhelmed, to appointments for counseling and for psychiatric evaluation as well. Around town, it's my understanding that several of the other hospitals have similar opportunities.
Terry, you brought up an important point, and I think I know this is not just a generational thing of when you and I were in training, but those who go into healthcare oftentimes have a sense of service and of putting others before self. And one of the analogies now that I think of from back in the day when folks used to travel by air is you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you help others. And I think maybe that's an apt metaphor for taking care of oneself so that we can continue to care for others.
I think, Greg, you're exactly right. There is no way to take care of someone else if you haven't taken care of yourself. You've got to have some rest. You've got to have something to eat. You've got to address these overwhelming feelings sometimes, and that's okay. We're human.
Terry, is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about regarding the psychological, emotional stresses on healthcare workers?
I think that our community has done a wonderful job in saying thank you to our healthcare workers. And I think we need to recognize that we're all in this together, every single one of us, whether we're healthcare frontline or whether we're a first responder or whether we're the people who are just trying to make it through the day. I think we are going to get through it, but boy, are we being tested right now.
My thanks today to Dr. Terry Jevidan, Medical Director of Outpatient Psychiatry at the University of Kentucky, for talking with us about the enormous psychological stresses on healthcare workers and other frontline professionals during the novel coronavirus pandemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.